She was one of the first female superheroes, using her bulletproof bracelets and super speed to ward off bad guys. Now she is again breaking new ground as an honorary United Nations ambassador. Her strength meant to inspire women and girls around the globe to stand up for equal rights. Gal Gadot and Linda Carter, two actresses who've played her, were on hand for the ceremony, which coincided with Wonder Woman's 75th birthday.
Wonder Woman is being asked to take on a new role as the United Nations ambassador to empower girls and women around the world. So please embrace her.
But not everyone has. UN staff members joined in silent protest before the event, and more than 1,000 people have signed a petition saying the UN can do better than a scantily clad American flag-wearing fictional character.
I just think that Wonder Woman is not a representation of all women and girls in the world. She's a representation of a very small amount of women and girls.
The UN has defended the choice, saying she's meant to appeal to young girls. But some say Wonder Woman isn't the hero girls need now, and her role as an ambassador reduces the serious issues facing women around the world to a cartoon. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.